Here we are with the Intel Scanner, 8:30 Tuesday night. Last show of the season. Gonna shut it down hard. We're gonna do a little run through of past shows. We're here with huge fan of the show, Big Roy.
Hello.
You had a different handle. What was your
Easy
handle?
Roy.
Easy Roy. Roy.
Easy.
Easy Roy.
Easy Roy.
Easy Rider.
And Total Wreck on sound.
No, that's Jonathan Hill from the Wrecking Crew.
Oh boy, everybody's changing up their the artist Hill. Formerly known as the Wrecking or Total Wreck.
Well, no, the show will be known as the Total Wreck. I am the Total Wreck. That's how that got started.
Oh, I gotcha.
I was wondering what that crashing sound was.
that was my ego falling apart.
Oh, mine is stronger than ever. It's larger than life.
This is the 29th and final installation of the Intel Scanner for the summer.
First season?
For a couple of weeks, anyway. We're getting ready to put a cat call out to all people that would be interested in coming down and actually do some radio dramas and other little things over the summer here at the Lanark Technologies building that's kind enough to host us in the lobby doing these shows.
The Intel Scanner is going off the air, but MT Radio isn't. MT Radio B is moving strong, and we have a lot of things coming up with MT Radio. It should be fun. But tonight's going to be awesome. We have there's some fun stuff going on in the news. Have you heard about the Santa Barbara shooting? It's been all over the news.
Oh, yeah. No, what happened?
Yeah, a little rich kid went nuts because some girls didn't like him.
Oh, that was stabbing, wasn't it?
Or
was
a couple of stabbing. He stabbed
a few of them. And
allegedly
shot
stabbed a few of them roommates. The YouTube conspiracy heads immediately were going crazy on this one. They're calling this Sandy Hoax Part 2. Now, I don't know. I haven't really looked into it. I want to let it lay for at least another week or two and then start looking into it. Because then you'll really start seeing the holes. But people are really start seeing the holes in this. I wanted to, there was a big correlation to something else that happened on February 23rd, 2001. And a young man in the same neighborhood in Isla Vista named David Attias took a car and ran over and killed four people. And his father is Daniel Attias, famous television producer. We're talking Miami Vice, Beverly Hills 90210, almost every big famous. I looked at this guy's credits, and this guy is the guy of the guy as far as TV shows from 80s until today.
I'm seeing a correlation.
Well, we have the other kid whose father is a movie producer and did this massacre 10 years later. So I thought that was interesting. In the same neighborhood, both were enrolled in college in the neighborhood, different colleges in the neighborhood. And both had fathers that were somebodies in the movie industry.
Did they put fluoride in the water there?
I believe California was the first state to put fluoride in the water.
I'll put
they probably
it
put
sensor
more in it than anybody else too. That's my correlation I'm seeing.
Well, if you go on Google, it's the first one was known as Isla Vista Massacre 1, and this is Isla Vista Massacre 2. So is there a third guy out there? Get ready to... And what else was interesting, too, is our Ebola Party Riot show was about the riots in Santa Barbara. So Santa Barbara just keeps coming up in the news here. I don't think...
That sounds like a happening place to live.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Definitely.
The party riots.
Well, that was show 23. We're going to... we're coming down to that one. Let's start it up. It was show 28, Civil Forfeiture and Spy Games. And that was a fun one.
It's mine, and I can't have it.
I found a website called fear.org, and that stands for Forfeiture Endangers American Rights. And on this website, it was really informative. I wish I had found that website when we did the show, actually.
I wrote down everything I did off that website for that last one.
Fear?
Really? I had that all.
Yeah. Oh, so we've already done that.
We covered it, brother. You know what?
We have informed the public.
Awesome.
We have covered that.
And, well, I'm moving on. We had show 24, Militarization of Local Police. And I found a fun statistic was the number of SWAT teams in towns smaller than 50,000 residents is up more than 300% in the last decade. That was an interesting statistic there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was good. good to have all these small little police forces. They're getting all this military surplus from the Department of Defense.
What would they do without it?
Yeah, keeping an open pipeline of scary military anti-terrorist, you know, military weaponry in the hands of small town fucking stooges.
I had a strange experience one time with a small town SWAT team. I was going to a client's house, and I seen all these cars parked in front of the house right next door to it. And I parked right in front of them, and they didn't say a word to me. And right away, it was obvious that it was DCI and SWAT and everything else is down in Wyoming. And I get out of my car, and I go walking down the sidewalk right between them and the house, down the driveway next to the house they're going at. And they're out running around with guns, you know, the M16s and 9mm and 40s and, you know, Glock 40s and everything else, you know, right out of some TV show. And I'm walking right through the middle of them with a teenage girl that I'm taking home, one of my clients, and I'm taking back. And they don't say a word to us. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Just pretended you weren't there.
And yeah, they were,
went along with their mission.
I don't even think they'd seen us.
Wow.
I think they were so focused we were invisible. And we're walking right through the middle of them, guns out and everything else, and they're raiding his house. A local small town SWAT team.
Wow.
Went through a similar experience in Arizona. I pulled into my driveway, which was up a hill, leaned over to grab my school books, and then the time it took me to lean over and sit back up, the hit and miss team was coming up inside the building, busting the guy down at the end of the apartment complex. And the scary part was I knew the head of the team, and he just kind of looked at me and said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I live right there." And he says, "Okay, go home." About 20 minutes later.
At least they told you something. They didn't tell me to stay away or anything.
This was like the mid-90s when they actually had please and thank you going, you know?
Yeah. They don't do that anymore.
Do you have anything to add on that? The militarization of local police?
Have you been beaten up lately?
I haven't.
Have your police beat you lately? If so, please call in and tell us about
yes.
it. Yes. We want to know about your beating.
545-4496.
And did you enjoy it?
Was we have show 23, Ebola Party Riot. Yesterday, Sierra Leone in Africa has confirmed 258 cases of Ebola, and 174 of those have resulted in deaths.
We got a new one now, though. MERS.
MERS.
That's nothing.
Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It showed up in the States and is killing people.
Oh, no. We've reported on MERS several times.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's nothing like Ebola, though.
That's the new scare, though.
Oh, no, that's the big scare one.
Yeah.
No, they're really trying to pump that one. That's why you're not hearing about Ebola, because that's the real fucking deal. They want to keep that. That's why you don't hear about Fukushima. You don't hear about any of these real fucking stories. You hear about the fluff ones. And anything the media is hyping up and talking about, you just take it with a big fucking glass of salt.
It's there to distract you from something else that's really going on, and you will only hear about what's really going on here on Intel Scanner.
Well, you'll hear more than fucking CNN fake news, Fox News fake news, whatever. I mean, at least we're out in the open of,
the phone
of
news?
Being entertainment. Yeah,
phone
at least phone we're out news. In the open about being entertainment. It's oh, and this show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research.
Does that
we
mean
do not
we get
have
to
a fact-checking department.
Everything you hear will be used against you.
Yes.
Can we lie to him too?
And the NSA does.
We can lie if we want on the show. Yeah, we can. It's fun actually to lie about some stuff. Like, I can't wait until David Rockefeller shows back up. For
oh, Lord. Yes. Fourth appearance?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even... You kind of broke the party. I got a text from him earlier. He's making an appearance.
Jimmy Schweiger was coming by, too.
Isn't he dead?
Jeez, I heard
matter.
He was coming
Maybe
by.
The ghost
doesn't
Jimmy's.
Matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming, dude. So is Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze wanted to call
that's
in.
That's who I want to see.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm a huge fan.
The other day he was like, step forward. Repent your sins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Didn't he get caught with a hooker? He did, down in New Orleans. I actually...
Was it a male or female?
I stayed at the crack hotel next to the other one. That's a legendary when they caught Jimmy Swagger at this hotel. It's down on the hooker stroll. Out in Metairie. It's not downtown. It's out in Metairie. But that's where they caught Jimmy Swagger with the hookers and the crack. And
stuff. It's nice to know he was no different than a common man in the end.
Well.
But inch.
Yes.
Indeed.
Absolutely that.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
I was thinking the same thing.
Jimmy Swagger. Son of a bitch. Yeah, common man.
He deserves
Swagger.
Forgiveness like that.
made an impact on the world as a common man.
I was going to say, wasn't Roy here for the game show?
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You competed against him.
Well, I pretended to, anyway.
And I hesitated on JFK because I knew he had more hookers in the White House than any other president because the Secret Service used to bring them to him.
Well, you see,
I knew that.
What was fun about the game show was a lot of those answers we had several answers for. So even if you got it right, you still got it wrong. Sean and I had, there was at least 8 or 9
that
of those.
That sounds like college.
I
went to college. That sounds like
like my first baby mama. Doesn't matter if you're right, because you're still wrong.
You're going to get it wrong anyway. You gotta have, if you choose JFK, it's Obama. You choose Obama, it's fucking Bush. You choose Bush, it's fucking...
What's the one idiot what reality is.
Clinton? It's like some of the relationships I've been in. Even if I was right, you know what? Yeah. I was wrong.
Cards are stacked against you in any relationship, I say.
And the Ebola party riot show... we were talking about the Santa Barbara riots, and that was around 7 weeks ago. That was the Deltopia celebration, and there's a lot of things going down in Santa Barbara. I checked their local newspaper there, and they're having all sorts of violent gang rapings and murders. And the neighborhood of Isla Vista that we've been talking about has been written off in their city codes as like a gray area. Nobody there has a say. And it's really, look it up, this Isla Vista. There's a lot of weird shit going on. It's like a black hole in Santa Barbara, California.
Let the Isla Vistans have the drugs. They have no souls anyway.
It has been. It's a total written off little gray area. I thought it was kind of a funny little thing. But look that up. And what, anything you want to say about the party riots? I thought that was...
The party riots, brah. They were fun. It was the, you know, the lower class fighting against the tyranny.
Yeah. That's scary. That's when people perk up, is when the scary white kids in Beverly Hills are burning it down. We talked about that on the show. Check that show out. That was number 23. We talked all about that.
You just reminded me of one of our other shows about the tyranny.
It's all about the tyranny.
And the tyranny of the righteous.
It's the right
Sorry,
wing.
Sorry, my favorite
Not
show.
The righteous, the right
Here's
wing.
Here's the Bible, but we'll get to that.
Now, I think when anytime people get together and rise up against the impending tyranny, then that's, you know, it's not always a good thing, only because these jokers were probably just a bunch of entitled little rich kids that thought they were going to do something, and really they didn't, you know.
Oh, man, they had like 500 arrests. It was bigger than Occupy, and Occupy was supposed to have a fucking point and a movement behind it, and then some fucking idiot white kids out in fucking Santa Barbara... made way more of an impact than these idiots camping out at fucking state buildings.
So should I be offended by the fact that we're actually spending airtime and talking about these guys?
Well,
Did they accomplish something?
Okay, well, we're moving on to show 21.
What did they accomplish? Yeah. Exactly, right.
They accomplished a candlelight vigil. Every member of the damn girls' fraternity is burning a candle tonight. They were showing on the evening news, you know.
Candlelight vision.
All these things going on. I mean, it's not rioted thousands, but yeah, it's got the...
We are the ones.
They got the attention of the neighborhood.
Thank God for those ladies and their candlelit vigils.
Yes.
Because that's what really changes everything.
Nothing like a co-ed.
Oh, boy. I
like candles and all and stuff, but...
Team Wake 'Em Up on YouTube is tearing apart this whole Santa Barbara shooting. I think everybody should check it out. It's at least humorous. He's really funny about it. But show 21 was arguably my favorite show, Sandy Hook. We had some fun ones. Have a little fun little update. This ties into the Santa Barbara shooting. On Sunday, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, I don't know if any of the listeners or anyone in this room knows who he is, piece of shit. Look him up. We don't really need to get into him. He's an old guy. Looks like a fucking vampire. He looks like Count Dracula. You'll know him if you see him.
The reason there should be term limitations.
He's the exact definition there should be term limitations. And he's a gun confiscator. And it's scary. But
he hasn't been to Wyoming or Montana then, has he?
Here we are. He has called to reintroduce gun control bills that were defeated after the 2012 Sandy Hoax massacre.
Oh, shit.
This was all in response to the alleged mass shooting in Santa Barbara. So he's trying. It just seems like the government's trying to tie all this in. I don't know. But Richard Blumenthal, look up his voting record. He's
we don't outlaw cars when drunks run over people Bolshevik. And kill them. Do we outlaw cars when drunks run over people?
No,
and
we
kill
do
them?
Not.
We need to outlaw air. Why would we outlaw guns? If we outlaw air, then everybody can get sent to prison, no problem. Yeah.
Look, we should outlaw forks because you might put your eye out with that thing.
You can ban guns, you can ban swords, you can ban sticks, you can ban stones, but you'll never disarm evil.
That's a true statement.
That is.
If I ever heard
that
one.
Is very true.
Yes. Yes, and you can't, and it's not like the government would ever disarm. So.
No, and by disarming the people, it gives the government the monopoly of force.
Have you ever noticed that it's the people that want to keep their guns that are always trying to take the guns away from the people?
Yeah, I mean, you think Richard Blumenthal.
Think about it.
Richard Blumenthal is going to allow his security
Richard
to not have guns.
Blumenthal has, bodyguards. I'm sure all of these people that are trying to get.
Wait a minute. You want to increase the value of something? You make it illegal, and you make an entire underground industry out of it.
Well, yeah. Welcome to methamphetamine.
Okay, so
welcome to opium and
welcome to heroin. Welcome to OxyContin.
Yeah.
Welcome to we got a surplus of guns in this damn country. How do we sell more? We take them away. Yeah. Melt them down.
You threaten to take them away, and then everybody goes and buys them.
Yep.
You can't buy a .22 shell in a 5-state area right now. It's
they're
almost
gone. They're so expensive.
They're gone.
A simple
.22 shell.
Right, and a box of those used to be like $15, and now they're like $90.
Yeah.
So that's like crazy.
I bought a 17 HMR because it was cheaper. I could buy 1,000 rounds for $120, and my 17 is more accurate, shoots better, it's got more power. It's a great little gun. Don't have to buy .22 shells for it.
22 is the best bullet on the planet, though. That's really
very accurate. Quiet.
Quiet.
Kind of like quiet and accurate.
You know, and who cares about bulletproof vests and whatnot? I was taught in the military and urban warfare and whatnot. You know, either A, shoot you in the leg, put you out of commission. 9 people go out of commission because you got the medics got to take you off the field. You got the people that got to take care of you in the hospital, everything else. But you know what? I shoot you in the head with a .22 shell at 50 yards out of a building. Guess what? Your bulletproof armor doesn't do crap.
Doesn't stop.
And you're
a headshot.
Going down. I shoot you in the foot, and you're going to cry like a baby. Trust me, I've been shot with a .22.
You'd rat because it doesn't go out. It doesn't go out the back.
No, it hurts like hell.
Crushes a little bone, hit a little vein,
terrible bunch
of tissue. I've heard about .22s, though. That's the nastiest bullet to get hit with.
Yeah. Oh no! I think getting buckshot picked out of your ass with tweezers one at a time that would probably be
no fun. Rock salt.
That sounds
rock
fun.
Salt just burns.
We should do that. Should do that on air.
Shoot each other with rock salt.
They did an inventory some years ago.
Jackass did
emergency
that.
Room, and it's like the most common bullet to get shot with and killed is the .22 long.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's statistically true.
And I believe behind it is the .25 caliber.
I took a 12 gauge one time and dropped all the buckshot out and shot my cousin in the ass with it because he was a prick.
Just the wad.
Shot him in the ass with the wad because he was a prick.
I've been shot with the wad. That's not fun.
Left a nice big old welt and a bruise. He didn't mess with me anymore. I tell you, the next one may or may not have buckshot in it.
Right. It'll make you think twice.
Well, staying on topic here. Sandy Hook, there was a 50-pound vinyl sign that was stolen from the Grace McDonald playground. And if anybody knows about the McDonald family and their daughter Gracie.
What did the sign read?
It had a child, you can look on it, and I shit you not, it has a child holding a triangle with one eye going through it. Remember the children of Sandy Hook. And that's the sign. Look it up. But the McDonald family was one of the families where 24 hours after their child, Gracie had allegedly had her brains blown out, they were smiling in front of the TV, doing interviews and fucking, they were doing interviews and smiling in front of the TV, doing the Katie Couric interview and this and that. 24 hours after your child was murdered by a psycho?
Brain's about to explode here on that one. Are you fucking kidding me?
This was one of so many families that wasn't... They weren't crying. None of these families, but this is one of the, they put themselves right out on Front Street. And what now?
If my child got shot, I guarantee you for the next 6 months, I'm a fucking basket case. That's all.
Probably, if not forever.
I mean, for the rest of my life.
But it wouldn't be hours. It wouldn't be hours after your 6-year-old daughter. Frightening. If these people are that disconnected from emotion, well, then they need to fucking be running a training course or something on that.
Because people act odd and weird under times of intense stress like that.
Though. Well, then, but how do you explain every family that did interviews for Sandy Hook was the same way?
Yeah,
within hours. How do you explain
that?
I could explain one. I mean, you can give me that excuse with one, but every family, the Parkers, the McDonald's, every other one that put themselves out on front,
laughing and going laughing, on air, giggling. And then all of a sudden putting on actor face.
The Posner
putting on actor face.
Be sure to send us your donations. Okay,
I don't care what news reporter is standing in front of me or TV or anything that says look good and all that. You know what? My kid just got shot. I'm gonna cry like a baby.
I don't know that I'm giving interviews right now. I don't think I'm giving interviews right now. Fuck off. Yeah. Right my after, kid just got yeah. fuck you. Everyone
stick the camera in my face. So I'm going to stick my fist in your face. Get away from me.
And that's just
I'm
going to
kick your ass for harassing me.
And that's just one little part of the weirdness that is Sandy Hook Massacre. That's just one little part of the weirdness. I mean, look into that. We're not going to sit here and sit on that.
So, I mean, look, you just got another. That's a whole new thing breaking right here, right now.
What's that?
Okay, all these people, that's how public that is, that all these people came and did such public interviews and publicly did press.
How much did they get paid for them?
But public, you didn't see one picture out of there. You didn't see one dead child. You didn't see one.
There's no physical evidence.
They bulldozed the whole place. None of that's public.
The only proof there is of Sandy Hook ever happening is that the television said it happened. That's it.
You got to turn that down when I get loud, man.
and that's it. And that's scary. I don't really know what to say about that. Was show 21. Check it out in the archive, intelscanner.com on Google.
He's doing his best Nikita Khrushchev impression. There is what's going on.
Number 20 before that was another awesome, was MK Ultra. I couldn't find any updates or anything new on MK Ultra, but that was an awesome show. We ran Jim Jones' last sermon, a little taste of it at the beginning.
God, I love Jim Jones.
Oh, dude, have you listened to the show?
I haven't listened to the show.
I
came on right after that, I think, but I've listened to all of his tapes and everything on how he got people to do what they did and studied those in depth while I was in college. And it's amazing how he uses, it's a term that lawyers commonly use called the logical imperative to get people to do things. It's like, what would you do to save your children? I would do anything. Would you give your life to save your children? Yes, I give my life to save my children. Would you fight to save your children? Yes, I'd fight to save my children. Would you lay down and die for your children? Yes. Would you sacrifice your children's lives to save them from the government?
Yes, and
they,
Jim.
Yes, because the person's on stage in front of 600 people. What can they say? They'll be chastised if they don't say yes again. I mean, at that point, you really don't have a choice but to agree to it.
Yeah, Jim Jones, that whole story is scarily fascinating. I don't want to say fascinating like it's a cool thing, but it is eerily and frighteningly fascinating.
Who he pulled in there too is interesting. I had a couple of friends that wound up dying there that I knew back then. They were actually friends of my mom, but they were friends of the family. And
can we do a quick timeout?
Yeah.
You know people that you knew that were in the People's Temple?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How has this not came out yet? We have breaking news here.
Nobody ever asked.
Big fan of the show, Easy Roy, has inside information on the Jonestown
jewelry massacre. Too.
Well, as he moved across the country on different churches, and I don't have all my data in front of me of where they were, but he landed in California and then went down to Guyana and got everybody to go with him, sell everything to help support all of that. But he collected followers along the way, and this was kind of, I can't remember the year, but I want to say it was 1972, 1974. I was living down south and had a lot of friends down there. My mom had a lot of friends, and we were kind of in the hippie movement. My mom was, and I was definitely a hippie back then, young hippie, and knew these two girls that they were into doing massage therapy and spiritual stuff and all these kinds of things. But they were looking, I look back on it now from an adult perspective, and they were looking for a place to belong, as were a lot of people at the end of the Vietnam era. Where do we belong? Where can we fit in? And the idea that Jim Jones put forth was this utopian community where we all support each other, we all love each other, everything's really open, appealed to a lot of people that were very lost.
And it was just a total psyop. And these two girls were really lost.
And I want to say they were in their 20s, 24, 25. Sandy was one of the girls' names. I remember, God, she was smoking hot. She wound up hooking up with him in California. And last we heard, she was moving to Guyana. And that's the last we ever heard of her.
I knew a gal that was one of her cousins. I never really got it straight. It was kind of like one of the adults had gone down South America there. And they made jewelry. And there was a Guyana symbol with the cross on it. And I ended up with that thing in my possession for a few years. Had to hawk it due to bad times. But the history behind that stuff, they would give them out as gifts and stuff like that. He carried quite a bit of affluence. I do remember that too. I wasn't very old. I think I was probably
Jim Jones, boy, dude, he had.
You know, I'm sitting here saying I may have been in 10th grade or something when all that went down. But to have known somebody in high school that was directly affected, and was given a gift that was handed to me because they didn't want to deal with the memory. That whole thing, you know, it's basically they were like Scientology without the gadgets.
Without the aliens.
Yeah, well, they're just like Scientology. I mean, it's all funded. It's all CIA funded. It's all the same shit.
You know, the interesting thing is they took the separation of church and state to an extreme of totally separating it against the government, but then the church totally taking over the people and what they said, what they did, what they thought, where they slept, where they ate, every aspect of their lives. They totally took over. But they definitely wanted separation of church and state. They seen that the state was a bad, evil thing. Jim Jones was kind of, you know,
but he was lost funded. That's what I think. I think he had to have been funded by the state.
No,
top of taking everybody else's.
He would go and preach. And, yeah. You know, the offering was always, from what I understood, you know, doing some research into the thing, was always substantial.
Yeah. Yeah, and he got people to sell their houses and, you know, all their assets and everything.
A cult is a cult. I mean, you've got somebody who's got something that everybody else lacks, whether it's his charisma, the way he throws down his words as an artist, however it works. There's something that with that megalomania that comes with it that's just, it's kind of like it draws weak people, and I don't want to say they're weak. I'm just saying lost people who need some kind of a cause. If you get a great personality up there at the head of it, you can go from two members overnight to a million if
not
overnight. I want my own cult.
Not overnight.
Like a YouTube.
I want my own cult. I want my cult. Okay. Are you out there listening? Are you a soul who is looking for a reason to be, a reason to belong?
I mean, if you're gonna be a cult leader,
someone to follow,
that's
someone
that'll
lead you. Let me lead you in my cult. I have a cult.
You would never have any private time. You'd have to constantly be working on keeping all your idiots in fucking line. That's way too... I wouldn't have time for that.
So if you want to be a part of my cult, call in.
So yeah, if you want to join, I mean...
Give me all your money. Tell me your name. I do not want your firstborn. You can keep them. I've raised four of my own.
We have all the answers. All of the answers you seek shall be given to you.
For one low price.
In due time.
Of $49.99.
What more could you ask for?
And if you call tonight, we'll give you two answers.
And
for just $59.99, a $30 savings.
Platinum.
You're already
status.
Saving money.
You'll receive
but whatever
all
you do,
the bounty
don't
of the universe.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
No, we don't give Kool-Aid.
We
or
don't give
and
Kool-Aid.
Don't take the brown acid. If you've taken the brown acid, please go to a first aid
station. And anybody
station.
That knows anything about Jonestown, we all know that it was only about 15 or 20 people that actually died from... potassium cyanide. It was
no, the rest
was,
are
was,
shot.
Everybody was injected with it in their back, like in their spine and everything. It was they were all murdered. It was all gunshots, strangulation.
Shot. They refused to drink the Kool-Aid and do everything else, and they just shot them.
A couple hundred of them were died by strangulation.
Now, what was the one that was up in what was it, Santa Barbara, California? There, they all ended up wearing the same shoes and
Santa Barbara club. Again, isn't that the fucking Hales Bop, right?
I can't remember what Hales it was, Bop, but I just remember it's been a while.
Well, wasn't our good
all
friend,
wear Nikes, just do it?
Wasn't our good friend Charlie starting in Santa Barbara and went out
name?
Of Santa Barbara, Charles
Apple
Manson?
Apple Crump or something? It was like Apple Doofus.
He left Santa Barbara and went out to the Spawn Movie Ranch.
You know, I don't know all about that stuff. I know that I was raised in the area. You know, I was born in Carmel, all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of like, you look at that area, Marin County, and south and north of there, there's just this wave of weirdness.
He came back in and did the Tate LaBianca murders, and he was trying to cause helter skelter, and his idea of helter skelter was a war between the blackies and the whites, as he put it. And
Manson,
and the resulting end of that war would be the annihilation of the powers.
We've talked about this
annihilation of the powers would be the end result, and then he could come in and take over, because I'm Charlie.
And I say he's MKUltra also, and on the show on show 20, we talked about Charlie Manson, Suron. I believe they were all influenced. David Koresh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows?
Products of society. So think about the society you want to build, people.
Products of social engineering.
Social engineering,
yeah, exactly.
Products of mind control.
Social engineering.
Propaganda.
Television propaganda,
and then you put a bunch of drugs on top of that.
Well, the stone. Our parents were stoned off their ass. You know, they gave them Sesame Street so the kids could stay occupied.
Hey, that was the babysitter of the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely,
Sesame Street.
Oh, the 70s.
That was the babysitter.
It's the bigger
70s.
Babysitter today than it ever was.
That 70s,
you know, parents.
Show,
parents.
I
get a PSA for the parents out there. If you want to do your kids a favor, take some duct tape,
kill them,
and
no,
put
I'm
it.
Just
they're nice, finely
we
sliced with
Jones.
Olive oil and sautéed.
Do your kids a favor and just kill them.
And write the words. This box lies to you, and tape it on your TV. This box lies to you. Make sure that all the time they're spending watching it, because I know it's a lot out there, and let them know that they're being lied to every second they watch it.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Man. You know, ABC is going with this live, ongoing, like, Snow White story. I mean, I don't know that much about it, but apparently it's getting good ratings.
Yeah, obviously I haven't heard George Carlin, because Snow White, it was either smack or cocaine. Couldn't be smack because there was too much housework.
True.
Doc was a connection. Grumpy, meth head. Sorry. Yeah. Dopey was into everything. Any old orifice to do for Dopey.
Yep. We know George.
Happy was into grass and grass alone.
I believe that's Toledo window boxes.
Sleepy, too many reds. You can stop anytime now.
Well, should we take a quick break? Or you want to roll for another minute?
Well, it's the top of the hour, and I've got a... I don't know, 7 or 8 songs here.
About 7 or 8.
We can play two or three.
Yeah, we can do like a song and a half.
I'm just saying, you know, we can do two, we can do three, or
let's just do like song
and
a half.
We can come back in half an hour.
We're going to take a quick puff, and we'll be right back. Intel Scanner.
Smoke break.
End of the season show. End of the season.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in.
We love you. Everyone out there listening,
yes.
We love you.
To play but myself. There's no way to live like this.
Now Scatter Live, final episode of the
here
season.
We go.
Of the first season, show 29. It's coming in hot.
It's really good to be here. I just flew in from Colombia.
Your arms must be really tired.
And they are. I am exhausted. The only cure for my exhaustion is this new exercise I've been doing. It's called Jemison. You would think it's Japanese. It sounds Japanese, but it's not. It's more like...
Sorry about the technical error. I don't know what the heck I did wrong,
gentlemen. Yeah, it's an Irish dance, the Jemison.
So what's this look like when you do it? Is this something we should be videotaping?
Is it like the Dougie?
Sometimes I'll flop about like a wounded bird.
We call that dying cockroach in the army.
Right. Okay, well, I want to get through these, then we can get goofy. Let's at least run through. Show 18 was threatening our food. We were talking about GMOs. And actually on Saturday, 52 nations across the world protested and marched in what has been labeled March Against Monsanto Day. And they're not sure of the numbers yet, but last year it drew over 2 million people. And I didn't know anything about this.
I did.
Really?
They organized in Missoula. They organized in Bozeman. Nothing was organized here in Billings to go to march against
this
Monsanto.
This is scumbag town.
Lame Billings.
Yeah.
Boo.
I mean, I love Billings.
I love Billings, but yeah, they didn't organize anything. No one organized anything. We should have maybe taken the lead on that since no one did. I mean,
it's really our fault.
Need revolution really just for bad. The hell of it. Just get out our there and protest and fuck shit up, okay?
That is our bad. I don't know. What about GMOs? There's no way to avoid GMOs.
A lot of states are passing laws against them now, and it's going state by state.
Vermont was the first one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think Georgia or somebody just...
Someone else just passed another one, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bills getting passed around to just maybe get some more legislation about this GMO nuisance.
But now they're going to create a food shortage, guaranteed. Once 50% of the states do that, there's going to be a sudden food shortage because we have no GMOs. We can't grow any food. The weeds are taken over. Bullshit.
Yeah, it is a bunch of
That's
crap.
All I got
to
say.
It's going to be Idiocracy. It's going to get to the point where they can't grow any crops.
I love that movie.
And they're going to be pouring fucking Gatorade on it and be like, why isn't shit growing?
What plants crave?
it's what plants crave.
why? Let's piss on it. Let's
have you guys ever watched the ag shows on like PBS or the, I think it's like early morning on ABC?
Not since high school.
No?
Oh, God. You know, it's like, so if you're going to do your seed lineup, you know, don't forget this insecticide. And while you're at it, put this fertilizer on there. And it's like, God, man.
I remember that back in the 70s. Get your Roundup Ready package today. Right. See your local ag extension office. Every county has an ag extension office in, you know, between Mississippi and the Rocky Mountains and on the other side. There's ag extension offices everywhere.
Well, that's where the kids doing 4-H get their referrals.
And that's where you pick up your pesticides, your herbicides, everything else like that. It's all totally funded by the government based on grants and, you know, kickbacks from people like Monsanto, Dow Chemicals, and
Syngenta.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff.
And I'm more afraid of them than I am the FBI and Homeland Security and all of them. Those are the people that come and kill me in the middle of the night.
Well, they own.
Those
they
are the ones feeding the country.
They have power.
They all could.
You better watch your refrigerator when you go home tonight, man.
These people keep mercenaries on the payroll.
That science project I've been growing in there just might kick my ass tonight.
Has it developed language skills yet? Has it waved at you?
Is it trying to communicate?
I seen it gurgle earlier.
Anyway, getting back on topic.
Well, we had show 17, and that was Oklahoma City and 9/11. And I found something. We've talked about 9/11 on and off on a lot of shows. Found another factor I want to bring about Building 7, because I've always said that there's two things about 9/11 that really, really bring up all the questions, and that's Building 7 falling and weaponized powder form anthrax. You ask those two questions and the whole story falls apart. But Building 7 was a 47-floor building. 37 of the 47 floors was leased to a company called Solomon Smith Barney. And Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney had both previously been board members at this hedge fund, you know, umbrella corporation.
9/11 was a special interesting day for me. It's a really special day. I love 9/11.
September 11th.
It's a great day. I found out on 9/11 that I wasn't going to die, that I didn't hate my liver as bad as I thought I did. And the best of all, I was born on 9/11. It's a wonderful day. I love that day. And nothing could overshadow that wonderful moment in time when...
You were born on 9/11?
Yes, I was born on 9/11.
That's the title of a movie. Born on 9/11.
Born on 9/11.
Born on 9/11. Wow.
That's a good one.
The Devil Spawn.
Born on
9/11. Building 7. Why didn't it stay up?
Why didn't it?
I just wish I was born at Area 51 on 9/11. Now that would be cool.
Born on 9/11.
To radioactive zone near you. Chernobyl.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
Yes, my body fluids glow.
We've had some good shows. They've gotten less serious. We did start off like really serious.
Yes.
But Oklahoma City 9/11 was a fun show. Check it out in the archive.
What number?
Into 17.
17.
And we had 16 was the injustice system. That one was fun. I couldn't find any really... We went over everything we needed to go over in that one.
The injustice system still keeps being unjust.
Yep. Yep.
While the justice system is blind, the injustice system has X-ray vision.
Judges are still blowing corporate dicks.
So they can spot a guilty motherfucker a mile away.
You know, yeah. Still got the intelligence agencies fucking sucking corporate dicks. And
by the way,
here we go.
I want to put this.
God, I want to be corporate.
If I know. They're the ones get their dick. I know. Like, I want to be the dick sucker.
I want to be corporate.
David did finally get over here, I believe, speaking about those kind of things. We want to let those people out in Radioland know that they can go download or listen to streaming all of these shows. Definitely by the end of the week, we should have everything pretty much in the library.
Yeah.
And we are getting the corporate structure together and everything here, so if you still want to go down on something corporate, yeah, let us know for that, too.
Yeah, like small corporate.
For a small fee, you can have platinum status.
Or a large fee.
For a small fee, we'll mention your name, the name of your business. All the rest of that stuff is a sponsorship on this show, and we'll plug you several times that evening or several evenings. Or
if you like, just become a stalker.
And
like stalkers.
And all the views presented on the Intel Scanner are separate from the views of MT Radio.
Which they are.
This is you could always advertise on MT Radio and not have anything to do with this show if you don't agree with the content, if you don't like it. But there is always open lines. You can always call in and voice your own opinion if you don't like what we're saying. We have several shows that are closing in on 100 downloads apiece, so I was pretty excited about that. Several shows. So the word's getting out there.
Call in right now. Where are you at?
Opinions are like assholes. We know that. I know there's a lot of assholes out there, so call in. Let us hear.
What's the number?
406-545-4496.
Oh, awesome.
What was that again? 406-545-4496.
I think it was 5-4. Yeah, 545.
406-545-4496.
Niner? I didn't catch a niner in
there. Niner.
And if you're not completely confused, just call us and ask for the right number.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, when you call and ask,
we have operators on the board now.
Actually, it's Otto. Our Norwegian switchboard operator that's
waiting your donations, your phone call.
You'll be connected to a love care provider.
Press 9 to hear this message in German.
1-800.
And if your ADD, just fidget with the hash key. If you're paranoid, don't worry. The mothership will be there soon.
Tighten your tinfoil hats, everyone.
Well, all right, moving on down. This was the last one I had was show number 7, Serco, the ultimate corporation.
Oh, yes.
And anybody that heard about Serco...
I thought that was KTEL.
KTEL, what is KTEL? That's not... They're not Serco. They're not the Serpent Corporation. But I went on the Serco website a little earlier today and pulled off their news feed. So I thought you'd like a little catch-up on what the Serpent Corporation is. If you're wondering who they are, I think just go to the archive and check out show number 7. May 22nd, they were awarded the Champions of Veterans Enterprise Award for support of veteran-owned small businesses. That's an exact quote off there, whatever that means. Sounds like lawyer talk for bullshit. But they are the Champions of Veteran Enterprise Award for support of veteran-owned
small
businesses.
How do I get some of this money?
Well, that's what I was saying. We have two military veterans in the house, and that's what I wanted to say. Was You guys should get a hold of Serco and be like, we're former vets. Because it's corporations like this that just keep perpetuating huge warfare. So, I mean, I might as well go back and get your piece. That's what they're saying here. They're champions of veteran enterprise to own. So I'd call them out on it. I think that'd be fun. But this is all on their website. April 14th, $46 million awarded for the space and naval warfare systems on the Pacific U.S. Navy electronic surveillance systems.
Wait, wasn't that called Star Wars when it first began?
I think you could work that out as a acronym in here.
Maybe... They abandoned Star Wars. We're stretching. And it morphed into something else. And yeah, Reagan started the whole Star Wars thing, and this is what it's become.
Well, see, I like all these words, how they just keep adding words. It's the Space and Naval Warfare Systems, which would be enough, but it's the Center in the Pacific, U.S. Navy Seuss. Electronic Space Surveillance and Naval Systems. Warfare System. Like, how many fucking words do we need? To... Yeah. Can't we just say fucking scary government shit?
Look, you're talking about the same people that brought you shell shock and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, and Operation Paperclip and Operation Gladio.
The operational language of the same.
Blue Beam.
And my personal favorites are America and USAID.
Oh, yeah.
We've funded by PsyCorps and the CIA, bringing you a better tomorrow today.
We have gone into this several times, and we love it. Let's go down to February 28th, Serco. Was awarded $18 million for a Marine training systems support contract, whatever that means.
Are they training Marines or are they in the Marine environment?
That's just what I got on their news sheet. I just pulled off the top line. This one's a fun one. January 16th, Serco has celebrated 25 years of success by recognizing its people and giving back. And anybody that knows Serco knows that they're controlling prisons. They are a huge war contractor. Huge surveillance contractor. They are the umbrella corporation. So I love it that they're giving back.
They're recognizing their own people, so they're stroking their own dick in this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're giving back to who? Giving what?
It was funny.
Where? I haven't seen anything out of this.
I remember when we had the show, we were talking about what would a Serco Christmas party be like. And they'd be like choking puppies and like setting fucking like little chickens on fire and shit. Torturing fucking babies and stuff, bringing third world babies and just fucking hack them apart and just squirting each other down in blood. Just what would they do? What would be fun for them?
Roasting up the babies and eating them.
I mean, they're a corporation that just lives off of blood and sadness. And I thought that was funny that they're recognizing.
What's for dinner at the Christmas party? Yes, sir. It's baby stuffed with puppy.
Third live puppy
baby
that's been
stuffed
maimed,
puppy
that's crying to death while it's bleeding.
Like you said,
my favorite.
I would love the baby stuffed.
Is it
puppy,
cute puppy? Because I like screaming cute puppy, not half cute puppy. All right.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, Serco, January 9th, was awarded a 2-year contract for the 5th Wing Canadian Forces base, and that's worth $100 million. So, and that's just what they post on the thing, so who knows what else they're up to. So, I thought that was fun. Little check-in with Serco. That's the end of the news.
Awesome.
So now we're freestyling for the end of the show.
Awesome.
They're coming to take me away.
We'll take another break here in 10.
Yeah. Oh, I don't take a break?
Then,
wait a minute, I want the bottom line. What's the expenditures for entertainment by them? That's the real tell.
Yeah.
How are they entertaining themselves, and what are they spending on that?
Who knows? Because they have all
the... We know what the DEA does.
They have all the intelligence on everybody. They could just go to the biggest coke dealer and whoever that they have all the intel on and just show up, bust him, take the fucking 20 keys, be like,
spend
everything. Christmas party, take care.
We're throwing a party. Come on, dude.
They're like, send in the NSA death squad. Just kill them. We're not even going to send them to prison. We're just going to kill them.
Yes, we need hookers and underage children.
Yes, go. Quick. We're going to get the child. We're going to get the child traffickers down in Florida. Hit them. We got the coke dealers out in Cali. Hit them. Meet us at headquarters. For drinks and for appetizers.
Baby blood and dead hookers.
For baby blood and refreshments. Yes. For sex with children and refreshments. There we are.
My God.
I don't like Gary. The people in your organization. Shut up and eat your vegetables.
By the way,
Serco Christmas party.
The show is purely for its entertainment value. I hope you're laughing as much as
you
are.
The sick part is that these sick fucks are doing this type of shit.
We've had so much fun with this show. It has been.
Well, actually, you guys, you know, when I first got involved with you guys, I'm going, oh, God, another conspiracy show. But, you know, it's in 6 months, it's actually developed to a serious daily underground news feed of stuff that you're not going to hear mainstream.
Quite honestly,
I have to say,
if you're not entertained, offended,
Master Publishing, I believe, is it not?
If you're not entertained, offended, and a little bit pissed off, you're just not paying attention in life.
Yeah,
you need to wake up.
That's the reality of it.
Stay out of Walmart and McDonald's.
Yeah.
We need to get T-shirts made of that Sandy Hook sign of the kid with it, holding his hands, looking through his hands like this with the one eye.
So what I know was, you can't what see was over the radio, significance of that? I have no connection to that.
The one eye has always been a symbol for a long time, and it's just weird that of all the images for a Sandy Hook, dollar, that's what they would pick.
The eye of Ra. Horus.
It's as old as the swastika.
Eye of Thoth.
Ancient symbol.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I mean, it goes back super ancient, mm-hmm. right?
That's interesting. I'd never heard of that before.
What?
The kid with the...
Easy Roy has been living out in the woods for the last 30 years.
I have not been full connected to cable television or to TV since 1998, proudly. And I didn't watch TV or listen to radio through the 80s in its entirety. And the 90s, I went to college and was too busy for it.
You missed Charles in Charge.
I did. The people make references all the time. Oh, what was the blonde girl? No idea what they're making a reference
check
to.
Check them goods.
So you checked out shortly after
the
mashing.
Missed the A-Team? Oh, my God.
The A-Team, I remember. They started in the 70s. I remember the A-Team. All right. Oh, yeah.
Were you at least going to some movies? Because there were some pretty good movies.
I went to two movies in the 80s.
Oh, fuck. One of them was Red Dawn and
Footloose.
Red Dawn, this is no bullshit.
Red Dawn.
Remember back in the show when you first brought me on, you talked about how I was trained and everything in the military back then in the 80s, what they were training us for. It was for urban warfare and how we're going to do the warfare. In basic training, once we got done with basic, I went to what's called an OSU station, one station unit training. I had advanced individual training, which is AIT, and basic on the same base. And military police school was what I went into. So we had basic training and military police school all in the same place, never left. The first movie we got to see after basic, they let us go down to the movie hall and see a movie, Red Dawn.
Yes!
And they told us, this is what you're preparing for. They use that as a propaganda movie.
It's a total propaganda movie. Goebbels propaganda. It's awesome.
Question, where were you trained?
Fort McClellan, Alabama. Oh, yeah, wonderful, wonderful place. Now, here's the funny pun to that whole story. I get out of the military, and I'm working on a movie set down in Wyoming, and see Thomas Howell and Powers Booth pick me up while I'm walking off set, and it's like a three-mile walk back to where my Harley was parked, so I didn't want to ride it down to gravel road. They pick me up, and like, oh, man, thanks, guys, for giving me the ride and whatnot. I thought it was just a couple guys working on set, too, and whatnot and stuff. And we're going down the road, and we're bullshitting and whatnot, and pretty soon they turn around and look at me, and this is the height of arrogance. Do you know who we are? I'm like, no. Do you watch movies or TV? And I'm like, I've seen one movie since 1978. And they looked at me like I was an alien. They're like, where have you been? And I'm like, 2 years in the military, the rest of the time in the mountains, jumping out of helicopters and setting explosives. And their eyes got really big. And they said, well, we are. And I'm like, well, nice to meet you. My name is Roy. I had no idea. It was like 6 months later before I found out who they were. They were the stars of the show. And I don't even know the name of the movie I was working on. It was about some neo-Nazis that had stolen some girl and kidnapped her and took her away and everybody's chasing after him. And it was all filmed down in Wyoming. The whole thing was hilarious, though. But they were like offended that I did not know who... Well, no, and that was that time when the two of them were starring in all these movies together. I think it started with Red Dawn, and there was like four or five that the two of them were together in.
Yeah, see, Thomas, how he had the baddest death scene at the end when he was shooting at the Russian helicopter.
Yeah,
Wolverines!
Oh, yeah.
Wolverines! That's fucking, just fucking does it. Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
That remake they just did of Red Dawn...
Really, oh, God.
Sucks.
Oh, God.
Oh! Oh! I mean, if you're going to redo a Patrick Swayze movie, you better be bringing the heat.
The worst remake I've seen in my
life.
Yeah, don't ever try to redo. Anybody out in Hollywood hearing this, don't ever fucking redo Roadhouse.
The remake of True Grit with John Wayne. They did the remake of that. Worst remake I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Don't redo John Wayne movies.
Don't even try.
Didn't that have The Rock in it or something?
The Rock is John Wayne.
I think so.
Oh God!
Right, yeah. I hope so. I hope he was like walking, like I'm trying to.
Oh man!
Hey, Belgrum.
But yeah, not only Patrick Swayze, but That's fucking, who's that guy? Just flipped out. What the hell's the name? He's on My Two Dads. I can't.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
And Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Charlie Sheen was in some pretty badass movies.
It was funny. Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen, the two greatest war movies of all time. Apocalypse Now and Platoon.
Greatest war.
Full Metal Jacket's got to be
Full Metal
there,
Jacket's up there.
With three.
Those are the two that gained the most notoriety. And it's I always thought it was kind of ironic that it was a father and son that was in both of them.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Tora, Tora, Tora?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty fucking real.
Oh, Hamburger Hill.
You were talking about seeing the Red Dawn.
Hamburger.
Good movie.
That was the same time I went through Basic. And it was kind of interesting because we
best
had a
war movie.
Stripes had just been filmed at Fort Knox.
Stripes.
That's a propaganda movie. Come join the army. Yeah. It's a goofball. Okay, USA.
You're talking about taking the weekend and going and spending your money. You know, go get the haircut.
I just saw that not too long ago. It's great because they even have the scene at the beginning where like he's talking to the Egon. Talking to Ian, and he's like, we're too old to join the army. He's like, we're too old. The fact he's like, no, we're not. We can do it. Let's do it. He's like, let's go now. And they march down to the recruiter. And they're like, even playing the music like softly. Oh, boy, that movie is just so goofy. Like, join the army. Have fun.
Kind of like where John Candy comes walking out with all his hair in his hand and going, because I had the same barber he did. Those guys were actually the real barbers at Fort Knox.
Oh, the mud wrestling.
And that was one of those weekends that we went out and we got our payday deal. And we also had Red Dawn there, too. I think they cycle like about six movies.
I fucking love mud wrestling.
I think Pirate of the Benjamin was one of them that we also saw.
Midget.
That's another stupid propaganda. Join the army.
If I'm a woman, join the army. There's mud wrestling every night in the army. I mean,
mud wrestling and pillow fights and stuff. We can go to some music whenever you want.
Yeah, we're just going to do a quick break, quick smoke break. We're just freestyling here.
I think I figured out what I did wrong last time. I pushed the wrong button.
Here! Thank you! We're back.
Feeding back. And wrecked him. Nearly killed him.
Damn near killed him.
Here we are back with the Intel Scanner. Last show of the season. Been a fucking... Been a hell of a 7 months.
It's been a pussy riot.
It has been a pussy riot.
It's been a party riot, bro.
They've been knocking on the door.
Sorry about that, gentlemen. New equipment.
Yeah, Pussy Riot's gonna be coming in to do a song live here when we come back next season.
Next season,
we got some big things lined up for next season. That's why we have to take a break now, because we have to just take a little while, get some things in order, get things lined up. We were supposed to have several celebrity call-ins that flaked on us, but we're working
Pussies.
On that.
We're gonna riot.
We're working on that. And yeah, so if there's anybody out there even listening, give us a call. Love to hear from you.
406-545-4496.
Any listeners that have stuck with us? We did take last week off, and we had some things come up, but
we apologize for that, by the way.
That's the way things go. That was the first show that in 7 months, though.
Well, we had to take a trip to Colombia.
Yeah. And it was sweet.
Those small planes are a bumpy ride, though.
It was bumpy.
Fuck,
the DC-10 landing in the swamp was really horrendous.
Slept through that, too?
Yeah. You slept through it?
Yeah.
How'd
you be pulled out?
How'd you sleep through it?
I was tired.
You powder your nose before you go.
Well, you don't go to Colombia to sell cocaine.
Why do you think they call it the CIA? It's the Cocaine Import Agency.
You get drunk on the way there.
Cocaine Import Agency.
Hyped up for the way back.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Intel Scanner.
Scanner. Scanner.
So, yeah. I don't know. What else is going on? We have, there was a police chief we had reported about the Harris technology, the Stingray, that local police departments have been given by the Department of Defense.
That sounds scary.
The Stingray, it works as a mobile hotspot. It tricks your phone into thinking that that's the hotspot that it's using on the phone, and it downloads everything off your phone. And all local police departments have been given this. And there was a police chief, I believe, out in Erie. Is that Indiana? Mm-hmm. Illinois? It's one of those. But
New
it was
York.
A police chief from there that said, I am no longer giving any information on the technology we're using. Yes, we have all the secret technology, and that's all I'm saying.
If you have a phone that's FNC compatible, please turn that off. Please turn off your Bluetooth unless you're aware of which devices it's connecting to. And turn off your Wi-Fi. Do not allow anything to connect to that unless you know what it is. And by the way, that little Wi-Fi point that's sitting down here on Grand Avenue that says FBI van number 1. Just so you know, yeah, we're fucking with you. There's a meth house right next door, and we're trying to get rid of them. So you never really know.
You just never know.
I kind of like the one that I set up. It was National Home Security, just for the hell of it. And I'd had a couple of freeloaders. I don't know how to explain it. They hacked the thing, and it's one of those things where it's just kind of like national intelligence.
You didn't wear your computer condom.
No. Oh, which is very important.
Yes, you got to have a computer condom. People.
And a keyboard cover.
Because you don't want computer herpes.
No.
That would be bad.
Although I think you can still get herpes even if you wear a condom.
Yeah. You could. How does that work?
I don't know.
You know that...
Well, they say everybody knows, has call it. Whether the virus is actually active.
You know that they actually announced that... pubic lice might be going extinct. That was one of the things that came out of Centers for Disease Control.
Crabs,
yes. They're well, due to grooming habits that people have adopted
going
in the
extinct.
Last five,
Thank
10 years.
God.
They're
good.
Huh. So, you know,
let's see if we can bring that back.
Endangered species.
Don't
give them a place to live. That's give the key. Them,
where's the nature psycho terrorists? Fuck, we need to
save the crab.
Save the pubic lice. This is the real
goddamn
thing.
Brazilians are killing the crabs.
This is the real thing, people. We are breaking some real stories here on the Intel Scanner.
Oh, God. No, that's been like last year or something. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, new endangered species. Say what?
Centers for Disease Control.
Have you heard that syphilis is becoming completely immune to all antibiotics?
So is gonorrhea.
They're going to start calling it super syphilis and super gonorrhea.
They've been talking about that these are coming for,
you know, several decades. They saw the overuse of antibiotics coming, and now it's getting serious. I mean,
and it's not just with human beings. No, apparently our beef are also getting
it. Keeps coming and going and going and coming.
Actually, it's not going. It's just coming and coming. It won't go.
It won't stop.
Super syphilis. Oh, my God. So if anybody has super syphilis, call in and tell us about it.
So, hey there, Swinging Bachelors. Are you tired of this?
Is it really that unpleasant, or is it just all hype?
No, we have a cure, and it's secret. We can only tell you if you have it.
Get us a ring.
Peter Reuter. That's the name. Just flush your troubles down the drain.
You can call my private line. It's 545-4496.
You have to soak it in cider.
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, that's the cure for everything. Soak it in cider. Just like cider. Stick it in cider.
It'll melt the syphilis right out of it. Apple cider.
Just in cider.
And if you're female and that didn't piss you off, please call. We want to hear from you.
I want to marry you if you didn't get mad about that.
You are my new best friend. Yeah.
I was watching you from the bushes for the last several hours, and I noticed you didn't eat, so I brought lunch.
Once again, we do stress entertainment value of the show.
And we've seen there is no way you could have those pubic lice.
Oh, yeah, the pubic lice. That's right. I forgot all about it.
So
yeah.
Right. I'm glad.
Save
that.
The lice.
I'm happy.
The pubic lice.
They live in a tropical
place. They have feelings too. They have feelings too.
For them, it's just going downhill into hairy hippie chicks.
We're all living creatures here to co-inhabit.
For them, it is the apocalypse.
We need to coexist. Exactly. Look at this. It's always the apocalypse for
the plight
for
of the pubic lice.
But they're so cute.
It's the plight of the pubic lice.
Now I have a cause for my cult. Thank you.
We have Born on 9/11 and Plight of the Pubic Lice. This is back-to-back fucking blockbusters.
Okay, this is what we were talking about in changing format, folks. We're going off the deep end, and we want you to enjoy it with us.
Anybody who's listening, like, this isn't even... We've gone way far.
You're coming to take me away today.
I don't know. Beers and Bibles was pretty awesome. That was probably the most over the top show.
Oh, that was really. the Bible study that I missed.
Beers and Bibles.
I would say that was the most over the top.
I was very educated by that show. By the way, I want to let you guys know. You guys had some wonderful stuff in there on the verses and chapter, and sit down and looked at all the different interpretations of it.
That's what really
it's
made
all
that
culturally
show.
Biased.
It really did make that. Is, we had all those different copies of the Bible.
We even had two of the. We had even two of the King James version
that were both different.
That were both different.
And then the International version that was
and the New Century. Just, yeah, we had New Century, International, and the King James. Two King Jameses, and all four were different.
My personal favorite that I actually read myself. I do have one that I read, and it's the New Jerusalem Bible. But it's kind of a neo hippie thing from the 70s. So take it for what it is.
See, I've been reading the Urantia book lately. Which isn't exactly a Bible, but it's based on biblical.
I go for the Tao Te Ching, the I Ching.
You're getting that one off of the sevenfoldtruth.org?
Well, I just got the whole book. I'm flipping through it. There's like a million pages in it.
Take a look at page 69 through 63 on, or 73.
He said 69.
Yes, I am. That's what's really scary.
He's divine.
Scary stuff in there. I mean, it's.
No, the website's the scary part. I don't know who put it together, but God.
Sevenfold Truth.
There you have it. God. That's God's personal website.
I'm friends with God on Facebook, man.
Is there a God.com? Somebody look it up. I want to see if there's a God.
There's God on Facebook.
You do realize that, damn it, I'm mad is the same forward and backward.
I'm not going to say I've ever talked to God or whatever, but like
his
boy texts me. So.
We had a deal.
We've all talked to God, scarfing our guts up on a Saturday morning after we've been all night partying on a Friday.
No, we figured it out in the 70s. We figured it out in the 70s. If you listen to Black Sabbath, Master of Reality at speed 98 backwards while doing Purple Micro Dot, you will see God. Guaranteed.
78 backwards.
So what you're saying is God is a Black Sabbath and Microdot fan.
No, Ozzy is God.
That's the only way you can talk to him.
You got to listen to it backwards at speed 98, not slow like the government says. You got to do it at speed 98 backwards while doing purple micro dot. And gotcha. Then you'll see God.
See him? Can you talk to him or just see him?
You can just see him.
Just see him.
What I gave that's an lame. Audience.
I want to talk to
not
God.
An audience with God. I want, yes.
Yeah, I'd rather talk to him than even
yeah.
see him.
Yeah.
He'd probably be disappointed. You see God in physical form, he's fucking like, oh.
It's like, what the fuck were you thinking when you come up with a platypus, dude?
I thought you'd be bigger.
I thought you'd be bigger. I appear to you in what form that I feel you can handle best, my child. Ooh, you can be anything you want. Will you be a taco that shits ice cream?
I'm going to be a burning bush full of crabs.
Pubic lice.
Pubic lice.
I knew that girl.
I think we all have.
You met her.
I have. I might have even married her, but we won't go there.
Actually, you met her at the Rainbow Gathering in Oregon in 97.
Rainbow Gathering.
In their national or natural environment.
No, it was at the ZZ Top concert, Larry and 74.
They went and traveled with it.
What they did with that guy that
not
started
Black Sabbath
that
in
shit.
68?
What a leader of them. The feds just helicoptered in and killed him on, he's on stage.
Really?
Who did
him
who'd they kill?
The guy, whatever that guy's name was that started those Rainbow Gatherings. My bad.
Yeah.
It's only
well, that's
forget
fucked
his
up,
name now. Even, yeah.
Rainbow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta share this. Talk about rainbow and hippies and everything. I did this thing online. I never do these. I hate Facebook game things and whatnot because I always want to share information. So I did this one is, you know, what high school class are you? And I did it. And it comes back dazed and confused. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I was there with Spicoli rolling out of the van with a frisbee and a bag of dope and a skateboard. What did they base this crap on? How can I be dazed and confused?
Dazed and confused. Didn't they like take over a radio station or something?
No, that was just one of those things.
Wait a minute. I see some similarities here. Maybe it was right. Maybe the internet does know more about me than I know. But not as much as the Mormons.
The Mormons know more.
How Herbert, you know, Hoover.
They know your bloodline.
The FBI doesn't know.
They keep track. We had Mormons in our house the other day, and they were asking all kinds of questions.
Oh, I get a friend that disappeared off-grid, Minneapolis, living in a garage, no power, no utilities, no rent, no credit cards, no bank accounts, working under the table, contract labor, and he was from Salt Lake City. His mom gets sick and goes in the hospital. And the fucking missionaries come knocking on his door of this garage in an alley behind a building in
Mormon
the suburbs.
Ones, Church of Latter-day Saints.
He's been off-grid for 7 years, and they knew where he was.
Of course. Found him right out there, too, huh?
Yeah.
No. I was shocked and amazed.
I'm impressed.
The type
to be
of questions
honest,
they
I'm
were
impressed.
Asking. No, these missionaries that's... came into my house just the other day. These two hot, young, 19-year-old girls, beautiful girls. Asking all these questions, talking about it. And I'm like, look, I don't believe Joseph Smith got divine inspiration to write
those
all
those were a
this
couple crap. Of my young prostitutes
and
I sent to your
blah.
House. You passed yeah. the test.
You know, I'm not trying to mock yeah. your religion or anything, but...
Yeah, I got to still pay you.
But I'm kind of mocking
your
religion.
Can I see
you
in your bra panties? Yeah. Like, I don't mean to mock your religion or anything. Like, that's all good, but can I just see you in your bra panties? Like, yeah. You guys hold each other? Well, that'd be great. Like, Look his
so
kiss.
I gave him a copy of Last Days of the Proletariat. Check it out on PuppetMasterPublishing.com.
Last oh,
Days.
God, I read that, and that's a... That, oh, man. Did it give that you is an excellent read.
They took a copy, and were most interested to have it, and they're making record of it
oh.
at the temple as we speak.
They
did you
read
tell them it was
everything like that? Them?
They really admired all the Bible quotes in it, actually, too.
Oh, good.
Mm. And I told them I'm Jewish, and you know, so I read the first 5 chapters of the Bible, you know.
I mess with their head. I'm a recovering Catholic. I gave up guilt.
Recovering from that, yeah.
I give up guilt.
Told them, just organized religion just tends to take money from the people that it enslaves.
Now, wait a minute. I thought
there's
Catholics
the Marxist viewpoint,
shame.
Though, that it's the opiate of the masses. That's equally valid.
I just thought,
yeah, look at
I thought it was Catholics did shame and Jews did guilt.
No, Catholics got the market on guilt, I think. I don't know. If you're Catholic or Jew,
religion,
please call in and let us know
all
how
religion,
guilty you feel.
All religion's based on
well, actually,
guilt and
you know,
shame.
If it's
that's
if
how
it's
you,
not
that's how
one
you get
preference,
people.
It's
yes.
the other. You that's know, the whole basis the, of the whole...
Because you are a sinner.
A piece of shit.
No matter how good your intentions are, you have sinned against you the are Lord a sinner. At some point in time.
You can't,
and you should come forth and repent your sins.
You can't handle having money because you'll sin with it. That's why you need to alleviate yourself of that sinful.
You are not to be trusted with your own mind, you not body, or soul.
You should proselytize yourself from that money. You are proselytize yourself from that money and you, give it that, here to the intel scam.
That beautiful wife of yours, you need to be done sinning with her. I'll
give that beautiful wife to the intel scam.
I'll babysit your wife. I'll make sure she's not sinning.
Do we have your virgin daughter yet? Give your virgin daughter.
We'll keep her free of your sin. Oh, boy.
Oh, we're currently working on our new Intel Scanner Burka. Get one today.
Yes, Intel Scanner Burkas.
All you ladies out there need to get your Burkas.
Yes.
And wear them.
Because the law is coming. Sharia law, it's going to change it all. So you better get your Burka now. Get it broken in.
If you don't have your Burka, you are not cool. You're not part of the in crowd. You're not trendy.
And getting ready soon, the Intel Scanner Burka, or not Burka, no, you already got that.
Yeah, that's what sarong. We're working on right now.
The Intel Scanner Sarong, because who's going to argue with 30 million Samoans?
What's a sarong?
That's that thing that like Samoan men wrap around their waist and they wear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who's going to argue with 30 million Samoan men? You got to get your Intel Scanner Sarong.
That would be cool.
Like a toga.
And I'll start wearing like a sarong around
toga.
Town.
Yes. Maybe a toga. I need a puppet master.
All
toga.
Summer, that's what I'm going to wear.
Listen, just a sarong. You get the toga. I got the kilt.
And I'll wear a sarong all
incidentally, if you're wearing something underneath it, it's called a skirt. Otherwise, it's a kilt, just so you know.
See, we'll start. We can have like burkas with like built-in sun visors and
yeah,
like designs on them, right?
Headphones built into them and stuff that plug into your iPod.
You do like burkas with fucking like Stars of David and crucifixes all over them.
Sarongs and pockets. Sarongs and pockets cool. For your beads and human teeth.
Burka. Get your skull hoodie burka.
Allah wood.
Well, I'm glad you guys have got
holy God. What the hell time is it?
And what's the number they need to call if they'd like to order that? Give us that phone number again to call to make your orders now.
Get your skull burka. Oh, wow.
Quality burka.
We're going out with the bang
built-in
here.
Sunglasses, visor, and earphones for earbuds for your iPod.
Your iPod, like iPod pocket on your burka?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And your, what is it called? Sarong.
And your
have like your iPod, your fucking...
But real men will be wearing
with a
kilts.
Special pocket for the human teeth. You got to have that.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've been collecting them for years.
Teeth. Yes. You have to have an extra pocket for human teeth. Who knows
what
when you might need to trade a human tooth?
Which we can for trade and barter.
Human teeth are worth quite a bit on the market. Well,
they're good for using tools because they're good. You can sharpen them.
And you know, they have intrinsic value, unlike the U.S. dollar, which isn't backed by anything but theory.
Oil.
Human teeth have value. Blood. I can sell a human teeth.
Well, so the American dollar is backed by blood and oil.
Blood.
So teeth, pretty much, and by teeth.
Teeth.
Actually, that is what
the gritting teeth. The gritting teeth of the common man as he slaves away with the 57% poverty rate in the country.
Drains his own blood into the wheels and cogs to run the gears of
paper
corporatism.
Bill, the costs, 0.028 cents to make. We should use...
That's a pretty specific number to say
sounds
that.
Sounds like
how much
it costs.
It's totally random out my ass, but I'm not sure.
He's a stockholder. Just wondering about that.
We should contract out to India to have those printed.
Actually, they could do
they would
way
be
cheaper.
Better security. It'd be cheaper, even with shipping.
Give all them bastards over their jobs.
They would send metal container pallets to us that we could build housing out of.
Probably get some mail order brides.
Indian women are beautiful. My goodness,
some
of my favorite in the world.
Oh
really.
Yeah,
actually, and aren't they like number one or two for internal organ transplant? I'll donate a kidney.
Get some non-venomous cobras. Some fucking mail order brides. Probably got some good dope over there. Probably got some good heroin.
Oh yeah,
your left lung.
Hashish, man.
Wouldn't that be cool to have a non-venomous cobra?
And so
you take the fangs out and then fucking like freak people out. They got it's
you wear them like a. Like a
yeah, they freak out.
Stole.
Like they'll have their children playing with this cobra. And
that's
wearing,
like
the kid on the
dude. That's like having a wife that can't scream at you.
I
married this girl because she couldn't.
Well, the cobra can't suck your dick. So, well,
maybe she had her vocal cords removed at birth. Like all women should.
Oh, oh boy, here we go.
Well, not all of them. I mean, you know.
Odin's going to strike you down this time.
Yeah, no.
You're,
I like
you're going to go to hell for that one.
We're pissing off.
I'm just kidding. I joke.
We've tried to test the limits on this show.
It does, however, give a whole new perspective to the definition of getting a Hummer.
Yes.
That's all. Yeah, well, you know. And I value a woman's opinion on lots of things. Like,
oh, boy.
Like what time is it?
I got nothing.
Hold on. Let's do dishes. How to clean the floor, fold laundry, stuff like that. What?
Working on how we're gonna wrap up the season here.
And if you don't like it, we'll see you in hell because this is where the party is.
If nothing else, you've left with a hell of a controversy because there are going to be some ladies that are going to come here tomorrow night looking for your heads.
I hope so. Come on down and have a talk with us.
We need controversy.
Actually, if we wanted to continue the soap opera of what is Intel Scanner.
Wait a minute, I got an idea. Mr. Cotter,
Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King, who came out the real winner?
We need a representative from the opposite sex.
We totally do. I think we might have to have somebody come in and be our girl to be in here to or have a female perspective.
At least have a good woman voice.
A female perspective. Yeah.
Two of you would be cooler.
It would only take one woman to take on the four of us.
Really?
Can I look sexy? I'm sure one could handle all of us. Yes. No problem. Most women are 10 times sharper.
Yeah, I'm ready to get my ass kicked.
Sure, bring
it
on.
Without a doubt.
Where are all the ladies that have a voice, want to say something? Come give us some, teach us.
Hell, we'll take some attitude.
From the feminine perspective, that is what we need. We're kind of pricks, but it would have to be some badass girl to come in here and
I'd respect the shit out of her.
So would I. It'd be great. It'd be God. Howard Stern's Robin.
Actually, we do have a gentleman. Her name is Katie, and she'd probably kick every one of our asses into that
corner
over there.
That'd be all right.
Whoa!
All right.
It's been a great season. And Intel Scanner, we'll be coming back Tuesday nights. It'll be the same time slot when we come back. We're not sure exactly when we'll be back. It'll be in the middle of the buttfuck super hot summer.
Yep.
So we're gonna get a few
things
together.
We've got some awesome surprises.
We're gonna go work
on
our tans until it gets too goddamn hot to do that, and we'll be back.
So don't forget about
here in the air conditioning.
CNN fake news, NBC fake news, all bullshit. Don't just watch it as entertainment.
And the Daily News.
Yes.
Watch these politicians. Watch the gun grabbers. Watch this NSA bullshit.
Watch the police brutality.
Watch the police brutality. It's going down this summer. They're going to be killing everybody.
How many people are going to die at the hands of police officers this summer? Let's take a bet right now and come back and see who wins by the time we get back.
I want to know how many people just in Billings have lived all over the country. It's actually a pretty cool town. More open-minded than even San Francisco, because San Francisco goes so far in one direction, they're closed-minded. Billings is really open-minded about stuff. Been here off and on for 20 years now and watched it I looked in on the fishbowl. I'm wondering how many people get to see in Billings somebody beat up by a cop, somebody refuse service at a hospital, or just something else like that that goes on. Next season, I'd like to try and find out that.
On the Easy Roy show?
Yeah, that's totally different show.
I don't know. Intel Scanner's going crazy. We're going fucking double crazy next season.
Oh, you're going even crazier now.
This has been Diet Soda.
We've got some stuff in store.
This has been Diet Coke. We're going
full. Get a bust worldwide.
Well, you're supposed to never go full psycho, but we're going to attempt to go full psycho next season.
We're going
to
bust the anthill open.
Oh, even better.
It's going to be ants scurrying about all over the place.
You never go full psycho.
Never go full. Yeah.
I like that thinking big. Think big, people. So, see if you can guess what it is.
Surprises are in store. When we come back in the second season of the Intel Scanner.
Mm-hmm. Big guests lined up. We're talking Donald Rumsfeld big. Robert Evans big.
So are you guys looking at
Captain Kangaroo?
Captain fucking Kangaroo, bitches.
You guys looking at coming back in like after the 4th of July? And
it'll
work on
it'll be,
out,
it'll
for
be
a
after
while.
4th of July.
It's an undisclosed date still as
yeah, we don't know. I can't. Yeah, it'll be after.
We will consult the Oracle.
If we haven't been killed by angry, pissed off women by the end of the week, we'll be okay.
I welcome any
if a woman just wanted to come touch me.
I welcome any touch by women,
whatever.
Whether it's a slap in the face or
just
don't bite it. Just whatever.
Just, don't get us wrong. We're appreciative.
Don't bite me.
Just come show me some fucking something.
Anything. Just let me know I'm still alive. Do I even exist?
Jeez.
So I'm a tree in the forest. I'm making noise. Somebody watch. Someone listen. Please. Somebody.
How egotistical is that of a saying? Like, there's nobody there to hear it. Does a tree make it? Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
who the fuck would even come up with something that stoogey?
Little help here.
Well, we're all living in a big simulation. So.
Yeah. Welcome to the Matrix. We're trying to break through a little. Fuck the corporate news. Sandy Hook was a joke.
9/11.
Serpent Corporation's taken over. Timothy McVeigh is alive and well, working for the CIA, running a death squad. What else have we gone over? Jim Jones was MK Ultra. Donald Cameron was the big MK Ultra scientist. Watch out for the police state closing in. Anything else? Anybody?
Stay tuned for next season.
Then.
Next season, we'll look at Hoffa.
Well, we have a secret list of the shows forming.
I don't know. Wasn't there something earlier?
We're accepting ideas. If you want to email us and give us your ideas also, if you got stuff you want to talk about.
Yeah, or come in and work on
a
show.
Or want us to do a show about an expose, you let us know.
Any show you'd want to work on, you'd come in with us and do the show, and you could host the show. You could totally manage it.
Go check out the website. May 31st, there's kind of an open door. Welcome aboard if you want to come down here and actually take a hold of these mics and do something useful for the community. We're always into that, too.
Or just talk shit.
You can talk shit.
Talking shit is useful.
Yes. Talking shit is fun. At the least, it's therapeutic.
Yeah, okay, nothing like a good round. The government is suppressing technology.
As they're
we might not be coming back on there if net neutrality goes through. I don't see Sean paying three or four times more for
net neutrality. Is a very, very scary thing.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. These cocksuckers.
It's the guy in El Paso.
Here's the thing: under the Communications Act back in the 90s, we paid for the internet. And we paid for the companies to expand the internet. And we paid for the cell towers. And we paid for all that shit back in the 90s through our taxes under the Communications Act. And now they're going to charge us for it.
Yes.
Again.
What the fuck?
Again, right. Yes. Well, why are we taking
number
this?
One,
how is anyone letting this go on?
Yes. Do I even get lube with this? I mean, come on, really?
No, that isn't taxpayer funded.
No,
that's
what a bunch of chumps.
That'll be on you.
It's gotta hurt. That's all there is to
net
it.
Net neutrality bullshit. To anybody out there hearing it, bullshit. You corporate pieces
of shit. I mean,
they already
sell you a package deal for like $79 as the average, and force you to get all of it, or you know, it's crazy. How much more is it gonna be?
It's gonna get to it's just getting stupid. It's gonna get to the point where the internet's only gonna have like seven things to go on the internet to do. It'll be Netflix and whatever the top. Yeah. That's it. And Taco Bell and order from Walmart and Amazon.
That just recently there was a thing filed in El Paso about the concept of iTunes that the guy had already won $8 million from Apple for designing apparently a concept. If he ends up winning that. Supreme Court battle, you think it costs us money now? You know, you're infringing on certain patents and all kinds of stuff that maybe the government now uses or corporations use as a structure. But if somebody came up with a method of data retrieval and stuff like that, you're going to get charged and screwed for a data plan.
How many
terabytes a month are you willing to buy to surf for you porn and your email?
It's already out there. That's already out there.
Oh yeah, that's with a portable device. You know, as long as you're at home, we can monitor you more closely.
Yep, that's already out there, and that's one of the things that when you look at the record industry, how it's changing and moving into what different types of data mean and how to design it and define it and say, here's what it is, and that's what all drives market.
Should we send off with fuck net neutrality?
Yeah.
Go Intel Scanner. Bring in fucking, trying to do something here.
Freedom of information, freedom of transfer. Yeah.
Even though everybody's so scared to call in, we know people are listening. We look at the downloads. We look at people listening, but people are scared to call in.
We know you're there.
And we'd love to give a shout out and thanks for listening.
If you're hearing this, you are the resistance.
Resistance is victory.
And let's fucking wrap it.
Thanks, NSA, for listening.
Thank you, NSA. Love you. Thank you, bud.
Way to go. Hope they don't take your pension.
Homeland Security.
Please don't kill me before we go back on the air.
Right.